Subject notice of fire protection system modifications dash against fire code. Smoke detectors removed and missing from infirmary individual cells. 24 count, dash seriously. Intentional removed, an act sinister upon future purposes. Message begins, my name is James Martin Driscoll. I had a 58-day stay at the Williamson County, Texas Correctional Facility in Georgetown. Lips-Williamson County Jail-Discharged to Oblivation, wow PNG. There are several things I am prompted to report to the experiences and observations that are noteworthy and occurred during my incarceration. To place a priority on these circumstances, I was hoping to get the attention of someone within the Williamson County, TX Sheriff's Office or directly within the jail facility itself. On the significant issue that I need to report, I did not want to have to issue an official communication or complaint. To reflect upon what I observed and the reasons I found and made staff aware of, there seems to be something disconcerting to the changes in the building specifications of the fire protection system from its originally built 2003 new installation. What I discover is quite unusual to wonder why this was done. This was done intentionally. I must question somehow how this change to the system has not been caught by inspectors year to year and not been put into an immediate failed inspection cause of action. I am here disclosing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I am not even sure who the person responsible for this has been over the years. Somehow, the change to the operating condition of the jail has been overlooked in this regard. I can only ponder the underlying hidden motives in this condition of missing fire protection system smoke detector units, to make a consideration logically rationally concluded. What I suppose is very dark and very sinister to some possible planning of future use. I do not write this in any negative way upon any one particular person. What I have to say here is a logical, rational conclusion. Observed by the events, I had been placed down into the cell block of the infirmary. This is from the event to event actions being put against me. Given everything, I did not deserve this placement punishment upon my inmate stay. More later. Notable here, if I had not followed into this progression to find myself rolled into infirmary, I would not have become aware of the missing smoke detectors. This was first observed and discovered to be changes made upon my cell. You see, I worked in Oakland, California for a plumbing and fire protection sprinkler installation subcontractor company for 12 years. See resume. http://inthemindway.org/resume/html. It would be difficult for me not to notice there was a missing piece of equipment that is code to be installed along with the fire sprinkler on the ceiling of my cell. I was assigned cellular 2-3 in the cell block and happened to be the one and only padded cell on the men's side of the infirmary. I was placed into this cell for a stay of almost 3 weeks. In that 3 weeks, I confirmed that the unusual changes to the cell also apply to all of the cells on the men's side. This was when I was let out of my cell for an hour a day, known as the day room activity in the occupied area outside the locked cells. Each of the cells that I had access to view during this time was modified. I could see that modification through the window, since the smoke detector's placement is placed inside the door entry on the ceiling. Cells number 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Confirmed each of these cells had been modified in the same manner. Whoever altered and removed the smoke detectors from the original location on the ceiling, the unit's replacement was a blank metal plate with 4 screws to occupy what is a hole in the ceiling. This plate is placed to be considered a permanent change to have the cover painted over. My own knowing this was in a direct violation of fire code, since each cell is an individually enclosed room, and at least I know California code would apply to require smoke detector units installed and operating correctly in these cells. But here is the direct relevant code upon Texas jails that I found from online sources of a search when I returned to my family's home in San Bernardino. There is more on my story and why I was in Texas later. https://text/regsauce/state/txslash/public/red/$sign/text/page/sl=r&app=9/pdr=np/roloc=np/tloc=np/ploc=np/g=1/np/tac=nt=37/nt=9/ch=259/rl=619. Texas Administrative Code. Title 37 Public Safety and Corrections. Part 9 Texas Commission on Jail Standards. Chapter 259 New Construction Rules. Subchapter G Temporary Housing, Buildings. Rule Section 259.619 Life Safety. During the almost 3-week duration that I was placed into the infirmary, I had requested the cooperation of one of the inmate trustees assigned one of the shifts to watch over us inmates in the infirmary cells. I asked the trustee if he could go over to the women's side to confirm the cells in those units also had their smoke detectors missing from the ceiling, easy to see from the open window of the cells. He also confirmed that the woman's side had been altered by this exact change of missing smoke detectors. Affected would be cells 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. A total of 24 cell units in the infirmary cell block have been intentionally modified to have their smoke detectors removed. If that is not enough of a violating life safety code factor, I must bring more to the observance of how these cells had been modified and what possible use such a condition of changes might serve in that placement. You see, also observed in my unit, I cannot speak upon the entire cell block, is the utilities of flushing the toilet allowed unlimited and rapid use of the flushing handle. In this period of 3 weeks in this cell, several inmates coming down into infirmary were causing water to flood from their cells onto the main floor in front of the cells. I became aware that some of these cells have shower facilities within the cell. So, at one point, I tested the theory out. I proceeded to flush like 15 times in a row. No problem. I stopped the flushing. I was not trying to over-run and flood my cell. In the cause to effect, one of the guards pulled a manual shut-off valve somewhere, and my water supply was completely shut off for a while. The guard on duty was one of the friendly ones that I had been able to chat with a bit and exchange some of the details about me overall in the jail. Later, he restored the water to my cell. My actions were done in a testing mode, not in some reactive upset complaining lousy behavior. The outcome of this test went to show the capability that there is an unlimited water supply of a tidal force that could pose a danger to life safety in this unit. If used, a person could self-inflict harm by drowning. Obviously, this is not a specification of the operations of equipment appropriate to the padded cell. Before my arrival into the infirmary cell block, I had passed through the cell block they call South Side. The actual number of the cell blocks is number C-11. I never knew my cell number while I was in that part of the jail. The flushing operation is controlled by an electronic activator button. The number of times one could flush was restricted to 2. The flush activator had a green and red light indicator. After 2 flushes, the indicator would be red for almost a full hour. This is the type of water control that would seem to be appropriate for the padded cell unit that, at this time, I had not yet known was down in the infirmary. The water supply for flushing seemed controlled for safety purposes in a cell block that, after the facts, is mismatched to the priority of life safety of the inmate who might need these features involved in preventing self-harm activity to himself. In retrospect, after being placed into infirmary, I have to make the obvious conclusions to what has occurred. To the visual cut marks that were present in the floor padding material around the toilet/sink unit installed at the back of the cell. The utility of the toilet/sink has been somehow altered or replaced. What I suggest is more likely. The utility equipment from one area of the jail to another had been swapped. For what intention purpose, you might ask? Well, I suggest the answer to this is to provide an unlimited water supply into the cell. The use of this water I will leave unmentioned for the moment. However, there is something sinister working to be defined in all of this here. Along with the missing smoke detectors, and the possibility of having the intentional desired change to replace the electronically controlled activator water flushing of the toilet, there is also something about the cells in the infirmary that must be added to this equation of desired change modifications. All of the individual cells in the infirmary cell block area have electrical 120-volt power routed into them. This, I suppose, would be for running medical monitoring equipment, such as a heart monitor. Each of these cells has standard electrical plugs available. At this point, you might wonder what might be at your reach to conclude why these cell units have been modified to remove the fire protection smoke detectors to inactivate the monitoring of conditions in the cell, as this is placed under a life safety code violation. This is a severe consideration of malicious intention. The system has been modified from its original build specification with a great effort of intent. It becomes obvious. I was hoping to get the attention of someone at the sheriff's office to engage in a two-way exchange with me in a conversation on Facebook Messenger. I would have instead made this report internal to the staff, so the administration could correct this matter first. That was my preferred choice rather than reaching to the directions given on the page. How to make a complaint about a county jail. https://www.xsjailproject.org/complaint/. So far, I have made a great effort to get them to respond in Messenger to no available 2-way involvement to my opening of a conversation there. This remains idle, and I do not expect that I can get someone proper to be responsive to the issues. At this point, whatever happened in my jail stay, today, I was attempting to avoid complications in the reporting process. I opened a Facebook Messenger conversation with no active involvement to respond to the conversational tool. Image PNG. This shows a scene by Williamson County, TX, Sheriff's Office at 5:14 a.m., the screen clock noting the date of November 30th, 2021. I must insist this matter be investigated and smoke detectors return into active use in the units that have been intentionally removed. The return of the purpose utility to apply and held compliant with the Fire Protection Code. Rule Section 259.619 Life Safety. E. Self-alarming smoke detectors or smoke detectors which are part of automatic fire detection and alarm system, shall be provided for each inmate living in day room area in sufficient numbers to provide prompt warning to occupants and staff. The alarm systems should be tested in accordance with the manufacturer's recommendation, but shall be tested at least on calendar quarterly intervals and test results made a matter of record to include date and results of test, and signature of the person testing the equipment. I preclude upon this that the originally supplied smoke detectors have been missing from these cell units, for years upon years. I also preclude that the missing smoke detectors are not somewhere in some dark closet stored on dash site to be relocated and put back into operational use as they were initially supplied with the original construction of the jail. This, of course, will require research upon the model and unit available to replace it in a proper issuing of a purchase order. Until the smoke detectors are replaced into operation, the code violation cited here must be taken to fail inspection. I must also mention something I have no way to prove. Speculative here, I must imply there is some kind of intentional intercept on the status indicator. Signals that allow this unit to pass as somehow active and normal, given upward to what is most likely the entire control and monitoring of the system. The system is in place in such a large facility, if when detecting of smoke is tripped, more likely the installed location of the equipment unit is provided and given to the fire department in their response to any alarming event. The units across the entire facility, therefore, are wired interlaced with each other. By pulling the smoke detector unit itself out of the ceiling, the wiring of the status circuit must be intentionally bypassed. The fault of the missing equipment must somehow be placed to give a false indication of truth. The unit is not active. The unit has no power. The unit is what? Dash missing from its serving zone of protection. Whatever has been done must immediately fail inspection. The reason for the failed inspection, in all honesty, must only be concluded to the intended purposes of these changes. Well, something wicked this way comes. I have already contacted the United States Department of Justice. In that correspondence, it mentions the smoke detector issue of the Williamson County Georgetown Jail. You can access what I shared to them in full with this my record copy, archived to be publicly accessible on my journal internet domain at txt, gmail-contact us the Department of Justice, November 30, 2021, HTM, 2021-11-3016-5528K. Content expressed to the U.S. Department of Justice. The Facebook Messenger connection directed to the Williamson County, TX, Sheriff's Office has been placed to an off-site archive. This conversation should serve to bring these matters forward, but is just being ignored by law enforcement officers. The reason why this is being ignored is a confirmed violation of jailhouse specifications of the fire protection equipment that I discovered. These changes are apparent violations and should immediately cause any inspection to fail. But somehow, the inspections year to year have approved this condition. I need to report that I have discovered at least 24 of the individual single-person cells have had their smoke detectors intentionally removed. The fire protection equipment units are missing from their original building specifications. They are missing from the ceiling of these one-person cells. Further, these are cells in a cell block called infirmary, apparently for medical observation use. As such, each of these individual cells has routed an access to electrical power with installed 120-volt power outlets. The combination of this malign configuration must have a purpose. I was considering that one must, conclude that the use of electricity without detecting the smoke detector could serve a devious and sinister service. These cells are in a configuration that could serve as torture chambers, if and or when our current government of the United States of America has a successful insurrection attempted on January 6, 2021. That about covers the first part of my need to contact you. If you would like to access an external off-site Facebook Messenger archive of the content that I have attempted to correspond with to the ID of Williamson County, TX, Sheriff's Office, to prompt them to become involved in that conversation, we can work out some remedy on how I can make sure that what I am reporting here is treated in all seriousness and accepted into review and investigation properly. Finally, I need that confirmation of accepting this report into your view and capping this into a particular set of circumstances that is possible and must be held practical to consider the danger of this if left uninvolved in adaptive fixing. This is in no way a joke or a hoax. I did not place this possibility on the Department of Justice. I do not know about these individual manufacturer models of smoke detectors that have been removed from the active service to the fire protection system operating in the Williamson County, Texas Georgetown Jail facility. However, The technology that smoke detection units are designed from has radioactive elements in the unit. Please do me a favor and properly handle this reporting as urgent to the need to hold something of correction immediately. Somehow, all of this time has gone by and no one has made the discovery of the violations of code to report this condition as extreme. This is not over-dramatizing the threat. I have no other choice but to place a copy of this text email out to Google in the feedback option of search results. This so that I know someone outside of this takes the seriousness and handles this notice of condition properly. All of you in law enforcement cannot be trusted to do the right actions upon the hate-involved conspiracy that is being put into news references. Especially in view of the Los Angeles County policing force embedded by hate gang activity among the ranks of their officers. If there have been similar changes to jails across our nation, in removing smoke detectors in this particular intended future plan purpose, what has happened to the many units of smoke detectors basically stolen out of the jailhouse? Some accounts relate that it might take millions of smoke detectors to have enough material to create what is mentioned here. I am not sure, but these particular mentions do not mention that equation. The possibility exists. This is a matter of national security. Dirty bomb nuke. A dirty bomb is one type of a radiological dispersal device that combines a conventional explosive, such as dynamite, with radioactive material that may disperse when the device explodes. It is not the same as a nuclear weapon. Making a dirty bomb-ABC News. https://abcnewsgo.com Loose nuke story. Making a dirty bomb. By ABC News. November 1, 2005, 10:21 a.m. Excerpt. Bullet. October 9, 2005. There are a number of materials terrorists can acquire to construct a dirty bomb. These materials may be stolen, purchased on the black market, or purchased legally. Such materials are commercially available within the medical and agricultural industries, in oil drilling equipment, and even in very small amounts in household smoke detectors. Cesium-137, cobalt-60, and americium-241 are considered to be the most likely materials for use in a dirty bomb due to their availability and their relative ease of handling. While uranium and plutonium are much stronger and more lethal agents, they are also the significantly more difficult to acquire and control. London's Dirty-Bomb Plot. By Adam Zagarin and Elaine Shannon. Sunday, October 3, 2004. Reports on the British investigation, now circulating among U.S. law-enforcement agencies, assert that the group was trying to construct a crude radiological dirty bomb. The arrests, which followed a year-long surveillance operation, code-named Operation Spangle, turned up a cache of household smoke detectors, which the British suspect the group wanted to cannibalize for their minute quantities of americium-241, a man-made radioactive chemical. https://cs-reminform.com/article/half-life-the-fears-and-realities-of-a-dirty-bomb. Articles. Half-life, the fears and realities of a dirty bomb. June 1, 2016. Excerpt. Reports by the International Atomic Energy Agency on the illicit trafficking of nuclear materials indicate that insider thefts of these materials are a growing concern. Further, specific intelligence has demonstrated that thefts of radioactive materials by groups linked to IS have taken place in recent months, and that IS intends to use the stolen materials in future attacks. The likelihood of an extremist group such as IS obtaining and detonating an actual nuclear bomb is very remote, given the security surrounding such weapons. However, it would be relatively easy for militants to obtain radiological materials, radioactive materials such as cobalt-60, used in food irradiation, strontium-90, cancer radiotherapy, cesium-137, oil exploration, and americium-241, smoke detectors, are often poorly secured and readily available from military, medical, academic, and industrial sites. Once these materials are obtained, militants would have several options depending on the material procured and the desired outcome from its use. The most obvious use of radioactive material by extremist groups would be in a radiological dispersal device, RDD, or so-called dirty bomb. A dirty bomb is an ordinary explosive bomb to which radioactive material has been added. The blast of a dirty bomb is therefore intended to spread the radioactive material, as well as directly injure bystanders as a conventional explosive would. This is not a joke. I have written this to the best ability. What is expressed here is very, very serious. What I discovered involved in the modification of the jailhouse fire protection system are acts that are treasonous upon our country. I would like to be able to close the account of my 58 days stay in a Texas jail with goodness and greatness to the common good. Thank you.